As I sat in the sun on the wooden dock that jutted out into the pond, I knew this to be true. My name was Buddy, and I was a good dog. The fur on my legs was as black as the rest of me, but down at my paws it had over time become tinged with white. I had lived a long and full life with a boy named Ethan, spending many lazy afternoons on this very dock, here on the farm, enjoying a swim or barking at the ducks. This was the second summer without Ethan. When he died, I felt a pain inside me much sharper than any other I'd ever felt. Now, the pain was less, more like a stomach ache, but I still felt it all the time. Only sleep soothed it away. In my sleep, Ethan ran with me through my dreams. I was an old dog, and knew that someday soon a much deeper sleep would come, as it had always come for me before. It came for me when I was named Toby in my silly first life, when I had no real purpose but to play with other dogs. It came for me when I was named Bailey, when I first met my boy, and loving him became my whole focus. It came for me when I was Ellie, when my job was to work, to find people, and to save them. So when the deeper sleep came for me next at the end of this life, as Buddy, I felt sure that I would not live again, that I had fulfilled my purpose, and there was no reason for me to be a dog anymore. So whether it happened this summer or the next didn't matter. Ethan, loving Ethan, was my ultimate purpose, and I had done it as well as I could. I was a good dog. And yet, as I sat there, I was watching one of the many children from Ethan's family striding unsteadily toward the end of the dock. She hadn't been walking very long in her life, so every step was a wobble. She wore white puffy pants and a thin shirt. I pictured jumping in the water and pulling her to the surface by that shirt, and I let out a soft whimper. The child's mother's name was Gloria. She was on the dock, too, lying motionless on a reclined chair with bits of vegetables placed on both of her eyes. Her hand had been holding a leash that went to the little girl's waist, but the leash had gone slack in Gloria's hand and was now trailing behind the child as she headed for the end of the dock and the pond beyond. As a puppy, my reaction to a limp leash was always to explore, and this little girl's response was just the same. This was Gloria's second visit to the farm. The previous time was in the winter time. Ethan had still been alive, and Gloria had handed the baby to him and called him Grandpa. After Gloria left, Ethan and his mate Hannah said the name Gloria out loud many times over many nights, with sad emotions underlying their conversations. They also said the name Clarity. The baby's name was Clarity, though often Gloria called her Clarity June. I felt certain that Ethan would want me to watch over Clarity, who always seemed to be getting into trouble. Just the other day, I had sat by miserably while the baby crawled under the bird feeder and stuffed handfuls of fallen seeds into her mouth. It was one of my main jobs to terrorize the squirrels when they did this, but I wasn't sure what to do when I caught Clarity at it, even though I knew that for a child to eat birdseed was probably against a rule. And I was right about that. When I finally barked a few times, Gloria sat up from where she had been lying face down on a towel, and she was very angry. I glanced at Gloria now. Should I bark? Children often jumped into the pond, but never when they were as young as this little girl. Though the way she was going, it seemed inevitable she was going to get wet. Babies were only allowed in the water with adults holding them. I looked back toward the house. Hannah was outside, kneeling and playing with flowers up by the driveway, too far away to do anything if Clarity fell in the pond. I was pretty sure Hannah would want me to watch over Clarity, too. It was my new purpose. Clarity was getting closer to the edge. I let out another whimper, a loud one.
"Hush," Gloria said, without opening her eyes.
I didn't understand the word, but the sharp tone was unmistakable.